You know our slogan around here is better practice, better life. But we're taking this belief to the next level. And we've recently announced the creation of a new association. It's called the Best Practices Association. Our association celebrates the mindset that is better practice, better life. This mindset celebrates time, healthy living, personal growth, clinical excellence, and impacting the lives of your patients and your team through intentional leadership. In fact, we are the work-life balance experts in dentistry. The BPA will coach independent dental practices like yours to thrive by sharing best practices and operational habits, behaviors, systems, tools, and insight that lead to profitability and sustained growth, and you can still have a life. So if you're a dentist that wants to surround yourself with great thinkers, let us help you create your own version of better practice, better life. Go to actdental.com/BPA or hit the link in the show notes. Guys, welcome back to the Best Practices Show, and my name is Kirk Barron. I think it is. It still is. And I'm your host, where we take a look at the best business practices from the best dental practices all over. And if I'm going this direction. And this woman, who is an incredible colleague, friend, coach, confidant, just amazing person, extension of our team, Zanya Winans, is going to examine one of the most difficult questions that you have to figure out as a dentist. How much should I spend on marketing? I mean, am I going to do this once? Do I do it continuously? What do I do? So today we're going to examine the marketing budget of a dentist from a marketing expert who's also married to a dentist. So we're not just making this up. So you're going to want to stick around and check this out. Now, a couple things. I always want to say this. If you're joining us for the first time, number one, I just want to say, welcome to the podcast. A lot of you newcomers are showing up, young dentists, mature dentists. Heck, we love having you here at the community. And a lot of you are still asking, you know, I joined this conference and, you know, now what is this podcast thing you speak of? Well, you've made it to the podcast. And let me just share with you about the podcast. So we do all these videos. You guys never watch, I'm sure you've heard me say that. You guys never watch them, or you watch a few of them, but you're consuming the audio downloads in a way that I don't even understand it. I'm afraid to open it up because it's over 150,000 audio, which means you actually said I wanted it on my phone. So you put it on your phone, which I love. But hey, do me a favor. Okay, so if you're driving, don't drive. Just pull over and go down to that little button. See that little button? It says subscribe. Just click the subscribe button because here's what I want you to do. I want you to show up with us every single week because you're going to see every single week I'm going to bring you a brand new expert in dentistry who's going to give you some great and help you create a better practice and a better life. And I don't want you to miss out. So keep joining us over here at the ACT Dental community. Second thing, people routinely ask, what the heck do you do, Kirk? I mean, we love the education. Don't get me wrong. But our core business is we make dentists' lives better. We're practice coaches. So if you own your own practice, you're a dentist, you own your own practice, you're thinking, I don't want to give all this money away to a PPO. Like I'm writing off 35%, which means you're working one out of every 3 days for free. And you say to yourself, I don't want to do that anymore. Give us a call. That's what we do. Or if you're thinking, gosh, I just want a better work schedule. I want to watch my kids grow up. I don't want to work evenings. I don't want to work Saturdays. I actually am thinking about working a straight eight, maybe 7 to 3, and I want my team members to have a good life. Well, if you're thinking that, give us a call. That's what we do. Or if you're thinking, I just don't make enough money in dentistry, or I want my team members to get along. That is the core business of what we do. And I would say we're pretty good at it. I mean, I love our team and I love what we do, but check us out, actdental.com, where you can create a better practice and a better life. You can also see ActDentalU, where we have tons and tons of great masterclasses and videos, literally thousands of them, where you can check out some of the best educators in dentistry. And they offer some incredible clinical tips, practice tips, marketing tips. You're going to see Zanya's stuff back down there. So check it out, actdental.com. And speaking of cool people with great tips and great resources and great information, I want to introduce my friend, Zanya Winans. So Zanya, I love having you here. And I'm just going to say this. You guys, 25 years I've been doing this. 25. And I love it. Dentistry is a very noble profession. But if you've been in the profession as long as I have, you walk the convention floor, and I know we have marked convention floors in the last year, year and a half because of the pandemic. You walk the convention floor, you see a lot of good people. You see companies that have been here for a long time. Then you also notice, who is this person? What is this company? And then you come back next year and they're gone. And you're like, where did they go? I don't know. They're gone. Zanya's company, Golden Proportions, has been a great confidant friend of ours, a dental marketing resource for a long time. And probably one of the few, if not the only company that has just stood the test of time. And I'll tell you guys this, like if you're just struggling for a marketing resource, I'm just going to encourage you to check out what Zanya and her team do because they are awesome. Number two, I use them myself. So, and Zanya coaches us, okay, and helps us. So if that's not enough, I don't know what is. All right. So Zanya, I want to always introduce you. You know, I've had you on here many times, but if somebody's joining us for the first time and they don't know who Zanya Winans is, give us a little perspective. Who the heck are you? What do you do?
Who the heck am I? Well, first off, thanks for the incredible introduction. You're always so good at that. I am someone who's passionate about dental marketing. I am married to a dentist, have been for 20, coming up on 28 years. So I've literally lived that dental journey, everything from like dental school all the way through. To be honest, I'm living the journey of him selling his practice and getting out of dentistry. So I've seen the whole life cycle. But our agency does nothing but marketing for dentists. So we do the strategic planning. We do all of the internal marketing, web development, SEO. Our job is basically to grow practices so that you can make them even better practices. We got to bring in the new patients for you to make them really happy dentists.
That's awesome. So she keeps our practices busy with the right type of stuff and the right brand recognition and all that. And today, I love this topic that we're going to examine, which is, I get it all the time. How much money should I be spending on marketing and the budget? What should your budget be, whether you're a startup practice, an established practice? So we're going to cover all those things. And I always like to start with the why before the how. So Zanya, why is determining a budget for a dental practice so important on marketing?
Well, I think it's important because, I mean, money's kind of like that driving factor for everybody. It's determining how do I spend enough money to get the results that I want, but I don't waste money that I can be taken home to my family. So if you are just sort of guessing at how much money to spend, it's going to constantly make you stressed and wonder if you're doing the right thing. Am I spending it in the right places? So we've been getting this question a lot lately, and I just thought it'd be really smart to guide everybody on what's a smart way to put your marketing budget to use? How much should I spend? Where does it go so that you feel really, really good about the investment that you're making? Because it's like anything. It's like investing in coaching. It's an actual investment.
Yeah. So I'm just going to go there and ask, like, what now you, and let me preface it by saying this. You see the same thing. I get this question all the time. How much should I spend on marketing? And you see the people who are like, I'm not spending a penny on any marketing. And then they're like, I can't understand why nothing is happening in my practice. And then you have the people that are like, yeah, billboards everywhere. And they're like, I wasted hundreds of thousands. So we're going to find the happy medium here. So let me ask you this question. How much, if I own a dental practice, how much should I be spending on my marketing every month?
You have asked officially the most loaded question there is because there are so many factors.
Right.
So let me start with this, like to give everybody a guide, like everybody wants to know what am I spending compared to how much everybody else is spending? Well, I can tell you anecdotally what I think most people are spending, but I have to say I did a little research. And kudos to him, Jim DeMolin from The Wealthy Dentist. He did a huge survey to find out what doctors were spending. And over about 55% of doctors are spending a minimum of $1,000 a month, which doesn't sound like that much. But right. What was interesting to me, just about a quarter of practices are spending over $5,000 a month on marketing, which is way more than I think most dentists would expect. They think, I can just rely on referrals and internal marketing, you know, absolutely free. But I tell you what, if your practice isn't growing, that's probably why, because your competition is outspending you. They're getting brand awareness that you just don't have.
Yeah. So in relative, I mean, 1,000 to 5,000, that's pretty big range. You know, it could be that's a big expense, $5,000 a month for a practice that only collects 800,000 or a million a year. Or you know, give us a from a percentage standpoint. I mean, do you like the dollar amount or do you like the percentage side when it comes to this conversation?
So I'm generally a percentage person, but there are so many different factors. So generally, here's how I would put it. I would say if your practice is like a scratch practice, you can't put a percentage on it. There's just no way to know because you don't have any money to base it on. You're probably going to be spending like $2,500 a month on a scratch practice easily. Once you're up and established, if you are cruising, you are a full practice, you've got tons of referrals coming in, you're still going to want to spend probably at least 2-3% of your gross collections every single month, if only because 8% of the American population moves every single year. So you're going to, just by sheer people moving out of the area, you're going to lose some of your patients. So you have to keep investing. And then there's the practices that are like, okay, I'm ready for some growth. I don't want to go crazy. They tend to be in like the 4-5%. And then the ones that are saying, I am ready to go all in. I want to double the size of my practice. I want to build additional locations. They're honestly in the 7-9% plus. So those are probably the guys that are looking more at that $4,000-$5,000 a month.
Yeah. So you're using a magic word, which is called investing. So if you're a dentist, you think, oh, it's an expense. No, it's not. It's an investment. Now, the cool thing about percentage, which I lean to the percentage side of things, because your business, let's just face it, your business is not going to be the same business 2 years, 3 years from now. So if you can get your brain around, hey, look, I'm going to constantly make this type of an investment. So as it grows, you're obviously going to invest more. But with any investment, Danya, I want a return.
Who doesn't want a return? I mean, I'm not throwing my money in the stock market without watching it. Anything you spend on, you should be able to measure it and make sure it has a good ROI.
Right.
I mean, you tell me, what do you think doctors are expecting in terms of a return on investment for their marketing? Or do they not even know what the heck it is?
I honestly don't even think they know, because they probably listen to, you know, and I talk to these people and they're like, yeah, my buddy gets 100 new patients a month. I'm like, that, first of all, sounds horrible. Number two, I can tell you half of them don't show up. Number three, most of them probably came from a postcard or a list, and he's probably working evenings and Saturdays and Sundays. Now, I'm not poo-pooing that, because if that's the type of practice you're going after, that's okay. But I don't think they know. And here's my question. Okay, so if I'm going to make this investment, where does this money go? And what, let me ask you the question you just asked me. What should I expect back? You like
that? Okay. So yes, no, good question. Your ROI is really going to depend on what you're measuring. So there's actually like five different places where your marketing money goes. And you have to measure ROI based on where it's spending. So like the first thing is foundational stuff. And it's really difficult to measure an ROI on things like designing a new logo, building a new website, doing a setup for SEO or paid search. Those are things you have to have, but they're usually like one time or one every couple of year expenses. So that, don't expect any ROI. It's just an expense. That's foundational stuff. Then you're going to spend money on things called basically like subscriptions. So when you have Weave and LocalMed and Revenue Well and Swell and some of these other like review services and online scheduling, they're still marketing expenses. You have to count that in your marketing budget. The ROI for those can also be really difficult to measure because they're more like internal marketing tools. They're things that you need to keep patients engaged. So I wouldn't be looking for a big ROI there either. Where you're really going to see it is when you're spending money on lead generation. So paid search, SEO, direct mail, if it's relevant in your market. Television, if it's, you know, appropriate in your area, or radio. That is where the money really comes into play to see a true return on investment. So here's kind of how I gauge it. It depends on how much time you've been doing that thing. So like, you know how, you know, we have Smart Market Dental, we measure the heck out of everything. We put a call tracking number on any piece of marketing that we're doing. And what's nice is we can tie that call tracking number to the practice management software, and I can tell you exactly how much money you made on your marketing. But what matters is the lifetime ROI. So I would say something like paid search, you might get 400 or 500% return on investment the first year. but those patients stay in the practice and they continue to bring more money to you, and it will grow and grow and grow over time. Mm-hmm. So like SEO, great example, search engine optimization. The first year you might get a 300-400% ROI. By the third, fourth, fifth year, I usually see 30,000% return on investment. Wow. So all of the marketing that you're doing, you got to give it enough time. And over time, it will prove itself to be absolutely invaluable if you are doing the right thing and you're measuring it to prove that it actually works.
Yeah, I like the three layers that you're talking about. So you got foundational, you got subscription, then you got lead source. And then, you know, because if you're going to be practicing for three decades, you just don't want to try it and then see if it worked. Like you gotta go all in. And some of these things, you're right, like a Weave, are just great foundational things or subscription-based things. And then can you speak to this? So you talked about lifetime value or return, and then cost to acquire a new patient. So let me get my brain around that, because I think that's a really important conversation that dentists need to understand. Like, it costs you a certain dollar amount to get a new patient, correct?
It sure does. So there's three big numbers that you have to measure when it comes to marketing. One is your cost per lead, which is how much did it cost for the phone to ring with a potential new patient opportunity. But you and I know that doctors are not converting 100% of the calls that come in. On average, they're probably converting like 50-55% is what we typically see. So that means one out of every two patients that you spend money to turn into a phone call is going to somebody else. So you got to measure your cost per lead, your cost per acquisition, which is the actual cost to acquire the patient, to turn them into a new patient. And then finally, you got your lifetime value of the patient. So it's going to depend on the strategy. So like if it's a, let's say it's an internal referral, someone who referred them to you, that's not a $0 cost for acquiring them, because a lot of practices send a little thank you gift to the patient who referred them, or they're doing some promotion to let people know that they are accepting referrals. There's still a cost to that. But the cost of an internal referral, sure, it's cheaper, it's less expensive. We'd love 100% of those. But reviews and online search are almost replacing a lot of those referrals that we used to expect to come in just generically on their own. So frankly, those costs for those new patients that used to be free are now, I'd say like an SEO patient's probably a good $50 to $75 per new patient that you bring in. But honestly, that's cheap when you consider the lifetime value of a patient.
Yeah, absolutely. Lifetime value. If you're a more comprehensive dentist, you know, it can range anywhere from a few, you know, $1,000, $2,000 up to $30,000, $40,000. If your patients are living long and you're a younger dentist, you know, first year value, you and I talked about this last time. Everybody has a different number on this, but typically a first year value on a patient is in a comprehensive practice is somewhere just south of $1,000. In some comprehensive practices, it's over $1,100. So for me to think, oh, $50 for a new patient, that's so important. Now, let me just say this to anybody who's my age, who might be in, you know, I'm 51. You know, you're like, SEO, I don't know. Like, the digital world is moving. I think everybody now has phones built into their hands type of a thing. And that is just I think it's a non-negotiable part of the future. So you got to have a plan for your digital footprint, right?
You do. I mean, you have got to be investing when it comes to digital, unless you happen to live in like the most incredibly rural area where you have one or two other doctors in the radius where you're pulling your patients from. You've got to invest in SEO. You've got to be investing in paid search, in online reviews. Digital is where people are looking for dentists and where they're asking their friends for dentists. So you can just expect there's going to be a cost to acquire those new patients. But they can be really good patients if you treat them well. I mean, I see like the average lifetime value of a patient typically being a good $10,000 plus. So if it costs you $50 to acquire that patient, that is like the cheapest cost for the best return on investment you're ever going to find. It's absolutely worth doing.
Yeah. So if you're listening, I mean, that's an important thing. Now, I get it. And you get it too, Zanya. A lot of people have been burned on this whole marketing thing. I spent all this money. I didn't get one patient. But that can't stop you from, you know, seeing what the true future is this. But here's, so let's say I'm a dentist who's been burned on this. Zanya, I totally appreciate what you're saying. How do I know if I do this that I'm getting a return? Like, so I get it, you know, lifetime value, cost per lead, you know, cost per acquisition, lifetime value. But like, if I'm going to invest in marketing, how do I know this, that I'm getting a return?
The only way that you know it is to actually track it. So there's two ways the practices track. One is using a call tracking number, and that call tracking number will tell you how many leads you got. If you listen to the calls or somebody else is listening to the calls, you can see how many actual patients you got. The only way to know your actual return on investment is to then tie those calls to the amount of revenue that's produced by that patient. You can do it by hand. It's kind of a pain. Or you can do it in an automated fashion, like we've got, which lets you know your real return on investment. The other way that people do it, and I think there's still some value to this, is actually asking your patient, how did you hear about our practice? But, and you've probably seen this on your end, I love it. When I look at the referral sources for a practice, usually the team is just sort of writing down whatever the patient told them. So like if the patient is asked, how did you hear about our practice? And the patient says website, the team writes down website. If the patient says Google, they write down Google. If the patient says internet, they write down internet. They're all the same thing. Right. So you got to have a way to be able to kind of bring all that information together to really know the true ROI. Otherwise, it looks really diluted. Right. And that's if they're recording it in the first place. I'll tell you, Kirk, I see this every time we connect somebody. 50% of their patients inevitably have no referral source. Nobody knows where they came from. Yeah, they just materialized out of thin air.
Yeah. And I'm just trying to get them, you know, in all fairness to somebody at the front desk, I'm just trying to get them scheduled and keep the doctor happy so his or her head doesn't spin around when they look at empty chairs. So I'm sorry I skipped over that little box. I also know that he's not going to look at it, so it doesn't even matter. So all that kind of stuff. Or you hear the other end of it. Oh, my, you know, my team, they know where all these come from. Or anecdotally, I talked to the patient, it was a referral, but you don't know that it was one, two, or three, maybe possibly four stimuluses. Is that even a word? That like, or stimuli, whatever, three, four places where they heard your name, saw your name, heard of you. And then they finally decided to make the call. You got to do that. Now, you guys have recorded, like the last time I talked to you, you had over two, was it, how many millions of phone calls do you have?
Easily over 2 million. I'd have to get a count right now how many new patients we generated because, yeah, the calls are amazing. They tell you everything. Frankly, recording the calls is like the best way to see if your marketing budget works because you're not just seeing how many calls did I get, but you can hear about the quality of the patient that you're generating. Is this just an emergency patient? Is this someone who's looking for a really good service, like I need implants or I want cosmetic care? If you're not listening to your calls, it's a guess. It's those random conversations you have with the patient where you hope you have a good idea of what they're doing. Yeah. I mean, if you had a practice spending $5,000 a month, that's $60,000 a year. How many people who are listening would actually spend $60,000 a year and just sort of guess at how well it's doing? I would fire my investment agent if that were the results that I was getting. I want to know to the dollar if it's actually worth my investment.
Yeah, absolutely. And let me just speak to this. If you've been burned before because, oh, we did the call tracking thing and my team hated it because it was kind of like a, you know, big brother thing. And then, it, you know, the truth of it is that if it's used well, it becomes a great training tool and a great way for us to learn. Now, it will freak you out when you start listening to calls, but use it as an opportunity. What a great opportunity to see how we can get better. And I'll also say this, like I wasn't for it early on in my career, but I've watched this. Once you put Smart Market Dental into a practice or Weave or any, it's funny how everyone just sits up a little bit better. They answer the phone calls a little bit. You know, people act differently when they know it's being recorded. Is that true or false?
It absolutely is. I mean, it's accountability and we all need that. So I think once you know that there's the potential for a peer or your boss to listen to your call, you want to put on your best game face. You're more conscious of the conversation you're having with a patient. I think it's critical. I mean, this marketing budget is a lot of money. And this is the reason doctors are scared to spend it in the first place, is because they feel like it's just been deceitful, that they don't know where the money went. They don't know what they got. They felt like it was wasted. If you're not recording calls, if you're not measuring this stuff, then why would you spend a big amount of budget on marketing?
Right. We'll go back to the waste thing. Use the word waste. Okay, so you get to see a lot of these. What's the biggest waste in marketing that you've seen where you're like, oh no, not again?
Okay, so there's a couple of big things that I think where doctors really waste their money. The first one and my favorite is my nephew builds websites. He'll do it for me for free. That's usually you get what you pay for.
He builds it on Squarespace or like or all these like, you know, out of the box types of things and uses all the stock images. I love that.
Yeah. So that's a really good place to waste money if you would like to. The second one is when everything is good, we don't need to spend money on marketing. Yank that spend. I'm going to put it somewhere else. And instead, it needs to be consistent. It needs to be every single month that you're doing the same thing over and over and over again. So you're totally wasting money if every time you get like a little downturn, maybe your summer is slower, maybe you're heading into September, and all of a sudden you have to ramp things up again. There's a learning curve to all of this. Like even Google search will typically tell you it takes about 90 days for it to learn your ad and your market and how people are responding and start to spend your money efficiently and get you the best results. You can't just turn it on and off. It's a complete waste of money.
Yeah. And you dropped some gold there, but you didn't like shine a light on it, because I'll just tell you guys, she coaches us on this. It's the important factor. It's that C word, the consistency. Like marketers out there that are good at what they do, they embrace one concept. It's called consistency. Can you shed some light on how important that is on anything you do marketing wise?
Well, if you think about it, we never know when a patient is ready to make a decision to call a practice and say, I need a new dentist. As a matter of fact, I believe if I remember the statistic correctly, only 6% of patients a year are looking to change practices. So if you're trying to capture new people, you have always got to be in front of them. There is not this giant glut of new patients that's constantly waiting to run from location to location. So if you're not consistent, then you're missing opportunities every single day. Yeah. You and I have talked about it. It takes typically 8 or 9 times for someone to see your message, whether they've read a review about you, or they've been on your website, or they've seen a paid search ad, or they saw something on social. It takes 8 or 9 times for the brain to even register that they saw it. So if you're like going in the market and then coming out of the market, and then I'm going to try a little thing and then I'm going to disappear again, nobody has the chance to consistently hear that message over and over and over again in order to actually respond to you. It's a gigantic waste of money to do it that way, in my mind.
Right. And I would agree with what everything you're saying. Now, so let me just say this. If I'm a dentist, so Zanya, I'll just challenge you. So I've been burned before on other marketing. And I mean, as a business owner, I've been burned probably more than anybody on people like sit in my office and go, oh, we can help you with this. And you're like, oh, he looks like a nice guy. And then they went a big check and you're like, where did they go? I don't know where he is. He's living in another country now. So like, if I gave you some money as a dentist, you could assure me, hey, look, there will be a return. We're going to track this. This isn't just a, hey, let's try it, see how it's working later. Right.
Yes and no. I can't guarantee that everything is going to work. It's bizarre. As many years as I've done this, I could take the exact same message for one dentist and use it for another dentist and get a completely different result. But if you're not tracking it, you have no way to know if it's working or if it's not working. So a good marketer should try things, test things, make adjustments. There is no absolute magic formula to this, or if there was, we would all be, you know, making money hand over fist, and it doesn't work that way.
Right.
Instead, you got to test, you got to be consistent. You have to listen to advice, but you have to give things long enough to work. Like, don't just try something for a month and say, I didn't see a result, I'm done.
Yeah.
It's that consistency. Give it 6 months, give it a year, adjust it, tweak it. That's where you see your return on investment. And then, frankly, I would be able to stand behind pretty much anybody's investment if you're consistent with it.
Yeah. So, okay. So you and I have talked about this before. Another key component to this, I think, is this. If you're a dentist and you're trying to figure, if you're listening to this podcast and you're like, I'm going to figure out how much I'm going to spend on marketing. It's not about writing a check and then just giving it to a brilliant woman like this. Like, there's got to be a commitment that goes with the check on the dental side to protect the investment. Is that correct?
Sure. I mean, I don't think anybody, just like you would see with your coaching clients, you can't just tell them what to do and expect to see the result. They have to participate in it. They have to say, I'm committed to making the changes I need to make in order to get the results that I'm looking for. So same thing goes with the marketing. You know, you have a good company who executes the strategies, but if they're telling you, we're listening to your calls and we need to work with your team on training to help them do a better job of handling these patient concerns, if you don't take the time to do that, if you just hand stuff over and expect magic to happen, you're not going to get the same result as if you are truly invested in your own success. I mean, you see that with your coaching clients all the time, I'm sure. Oh, those who are all in, they get much better results.
Yeah, absolutely. Anybody that wants, you know, as a coaching company, when people pay for us to be a gift, which we don't do anymore, to their team, we already know that this is going to work. Like, the doc's got to be involved in the whole process, the vision, the energy behind it. And same thing applies to the marketing aspect of things. And so I think we can all agree. I mean, spending nothing is not a good decision. You're going to have to invest something. And the cool thing about whether you do dollar amount, well, more so percentage wise, it's going to grow as you continue to grow. And I've heard this for so many years. Companies that grow, especially big ones, know that they can't spend less on marketing. They have to spend more on marketing. And that's where the percentage comes in. So, Zanya, any last thoughts on this big monster question that you get dished every single week on how much should I spend on marketing?
So there's one last part of this that I think is really huge. There's so many factors that it depends. So when I say you might want to spend 4 to 6% of your budget, it's going to depend on if you live in the city or if you live in a rural area. It's going to depend on how much competition you have. I mean, generally it's like one dentist per 2,000 patients, because we know half the population doesn't even see a dentist. It's going to depend. Do you have a new competitor who came in who has this really aggressive budget, who just wants to go crazy spending marketing? It depends on how fast you want to grow. It depends if you're a general practice or a specialty practice. So those are like that. Those percentages are guidelines. Right. What's really important is to figure out, what are my goals? What am I trying to accomplish here? How many new patients do I want? Do I want to change my reputation? Is it a certain kind of patient? That dictates what your budget looks like overall and how fast you're going to get there. So, you know, I would love to just say there's just a flat, hard number everybody can live off of, but there's a lot of big it depends around it. But the more that information you have, I think the more reliable your results are going to be.
Absolutely. Because if I'm in downtown Atlanta, I can't compete with the big dogs because they can outspend the heck out of what I'm doing. So you got to be smart about what your budget is and your vision, all that type of stuff. Now, I want you to talk about Smart Market Dental and Golden Proportions. Those are two different conversations, same company, same visionary. But tell us what Smart Market Dental is. Like, what does it do?
So Smart Market Dental is my baby. Probably about 9 years ago, I am a nut for figuring out exactly what did I deliver to a client. I don't want to take somebody's money and just guess at how well it worked. So what Smart Market does is we use call tracking that is connected to every single piece of marketing. You might have one call tracking number on your website, a different one on your paid search, different one in your social media ads. And it funnels those calls directly to your office. So the calls get recorded, then they get screened by a professional screener who is listening for everything from how well your team handled a patient objection. Did they schedule? Did they ask for, like, do you have any other family members who need to be scheduled? They're looking for the opportunity. And then the other big thing that it does is it directly connects to pretty much every single practice management software out there, from Dentrix to Softdent to PracticeWorks to some really obscure ones. And it can give you a one-to-one correlation between this phone call from this marketing equals this patient record and this amount of revenue. And that's where you know your exact return on investment. And that, frankly, what I love about it, it holds us to a higher standard. It means that our work constantly is transparent. people know if our work is working or not. And it means we have to keep getting better. Because if I want to keep you as a client, I need to impress the heck out of you every time we're looking at those numbers.
I love it. And then Golden Proportions, what the heck do you guys do? Do you do like everything soup to nuts? Like, what do you do as a dental marketing company?
I kind of like to think of us as your chief marketing officer that you hire out of house, like a fractional chief marketing officer. So we do everything from putting together your strategic plan, like helping you figure out your goals and, you know, what is the plan that it's going to take to get there? What's your budget? And then we do all of the marketing. I have always said since the beginning of time that the companies that just do one thing seem to think that there's one solution to solve every problem. That's not how it works. I would never in my prior to dental marketing life have gone and pitched Coca-Cola or Ford or you know, any other Apple, whatever, and said, I can solve all of your problems with direct mail or a website. Like, that's silly. Yeah. So we are just as comprehensive for doctors as I would be for literally any other business. Everything from internal, traditional advertising, all of the digital. And then we measure everything and we are constantly analyzing and guiding practices on how to continually tweak and improve that return on investment. That's the bottom line. If you don't have a good ROI, that's not the right company to work with. You gotta have, it's an investment. You have to have a return on your investment.
Yeah. Amen, sister. So you got to check it out. Golden Proportions Marketing and Zanya and her team are amazing. And it's spelled X-A-N-A. I screwed that up for years until I got it right. Now, you're also going to be speaking at the masterclass. You got a masterclass coming up for us on Act Dental U. What are you going to be covering in that class so people can check it out? If you're not convinced yet and you just want to kind of kick the tires as a dentist, what are you going to be talking about?
So I think we're doing that one on July 16th, if I recall. And I'm actually literally checking my note to make sure I have the right topic here. We are talking about, oh crap, I don't have it on here. I'm pretty sure we're talking about like, what are the steps to developing a good, solid strategic marketing plan so that it isn't this hit and miss marketing. So like, how do you develop your goals? What are the right strategies? How do you measure things? So we're going to spend some good time really helping doctors make sure that they have got the foundation they need to be successful when it comes to marketing. I'm excited for this one.
Yeah, and I didn't know it either, so don't worry about it. Because it's still quite a few weeks away, but I'll just tell you, anything that she's going to share is awesome, and it gives you great perspective, so make sure you check it out. Zanya, I will say this forever. I appreciate the heck out of you. You just make our lives better. And I'm so grateful for your time today. So thank you.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, stick around when we say goodbye to everybody else. But hey, if you enjoyed today, which I hope you did, do us a favor, just share this podcast with your friends. Keep sending us suggestions for things that you guys want to see, whether it be from Zanya or other guests, and we'll line them up. And until we see you guys next time, keep watching Best Practices Show. You guys enjoy the rest of your day. There you have it. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Best Practices Show. I hope you sure did enjoy it. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. We are always here for you. And if you haven't done so already, make sure you subscribe to the show on iTunes or wherever you consume podcasts. And if you really enjoy it, you can leave a comment or a 4 or 5 star review. But until we see you next time, keep watching the Best Practices Show.